Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey guys, welcome to the daily version of the U Up podcast. How you doing out there? How's your Sunday going? Mine, I'm getting a late start with this podcast. I was supposed to send this in hours ago. Shout out to Noah, my producer, for putting it out. I'm so, so sorry it took so long. I just woke up from a nap. I don't know, I just couldn't fathom doing this before I took a nap. Now I'm out of the nap and I still can't fathom that I'm doing this. Why is that? I don't know, because I've recorded four of these already. And I get to the end of them and then I'm like, why did anyone need that? Nothing you said was of any entertainment. It was just you rambling about your day. Because honestly, I'm not really doing anything. My mom just texted me. She and my dad are on a hike and they tried to get me to go on one. I haven't been on a hike with them since I've been home, which usually that doesn't sound so bad. Oh, you haven't been hiking with your parents in 2 weeks? Well, when you live with my dad, that is something he really likes to do. He likes outdoor activities. He likes biking. He likes going on walks. He likes hiking. He likes canoeing. He likes camping. He likes kayaking. Like, he is such an outdoors man. I am always going to be a disappointment to him. It's just like, I will never be that for him. I will never enjoy outdoor activities. My parents have a cabin in the woods, the one that my mom went solo to. They've had it for 10 years. I've been once in 10 years. And I come home a lot. And they're always trying to get me to go out there. And it's, you know, 25 minutes away. And it's like their favorite place. I don't like to be where there's no good Wi-Fi. I don't like to be on the river. I don't like to be out in nature. I want to be on my phone. I want to be able to be alone. I don't want to be... The last time we went down the cabin, I was such a little bitch about it because I was even worse than this. Now I just don't go. As opposed to then, they used to have to drag me down there and I'd go and then I'd just be a bitch the whole time. So now I don't go because it's just like I know I'm not going to have fun down there. I wish I was someone who liked outdoor stuff. Here's what I wish I were. I wish I was someone who liked things that were clean. I wish I were someone who had naturally straight hair that wasn't a gigantic mess. Because that's the other thing that's haunting me right now is that I have to fucking wash my hair and look presentable for a show I'm doing tonight online. I'm so tired of people asking me to do shows online. I am so tired of people asking me to do shows online. It is so much worse to get ready for a show when you sit in front of your fucking computer and to put makeup on to be on a computer screen than it is to actually go out. I already resented doing makeup because I had to go on stage. At least then it was like there were lights and there was like, you'd be seen by people. This is just like, I walk out of the room and I go to the next room. I'm in full makeup with my mom and dad and they're watching some fucking Russian like 1912 movie that my dad's always been wanting to see and he finally was able to TiVo it. And it's like, I just have to be around my parents in full hair and makeup after, and I have to put on jeans and I feel uncomfortable. I'm just really resentful and angry about having to do live broadcasts. I don't know why I said yes to this. It's my own fault. I know you guys are like, I worked a full shift where I had to stock shelves. I didn't want to fucking do that. Guess what? I'm not getting paid for this, but also thank you for doing that. I'm seriously like, thank you so much for working for us during these times when I wouldn't want to be working. But that's it. I just don't want to like work right now. I don't want to look good. I don't want to be entertaining for your little internet chat show. I don't want to, because I'm not. I'm like not being very fun on these things. I mean, how can you be fun and like funny and your best self when you're living with your parents? I don't know that it's possible. I know that if I were living alone in New York with no furniture in my apartment and feeling really scared in the city, that would be a whole nother bag of bullshit, but it's not easy living with my parents. And I think that it was a really good move for me to not go hiking with them today because I was going to do it because I was going to do it for them. But then I realized that I don't want to hike. I've never wanted to hike. I don't like it. My sister said, she was on FaceTime with us earlier and she goes, Nikki, you won't regret it. They were trying to get me to go. You never will regret physical activity. And I'm like, that's true. I don't regret physical activity, but my parents don't even hike fast. They walk so slow. I don't even get any like cardio out of it. My mom is injured. My dad is old. Like, they just are, like, looking at, they always want to look at, like, cliffs. And, like, I don't understand, like, I understand a good view, but it's almost like I have autism for nature in terms of, like, I don't appreciate, I can't see what other people see and what other people get out of it. I just don't, I love animals. Yesterday, my mom was pointing out trees, and I was like, we were in our neighborhood, driving through the neighborhood, and she was like, oh, aren't these beautiful, these magnolia trees? And I was like, it's honestly the first time I've seen them. And I've been driving down the street, not every day because we're pretty quarantined, but like, I've lived in this house my whole life. I don't pay attention to trees. And then I started looking at the trees and I was like, Mom, this is legitimately the first time I've ever looked at trees. She's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I've never noticed that tree or that one or that one. That one's really beautiful. Like, I don't care. And I don't think I'm cool for not caring. I honestly wish I cared. I want to care about things. I want to have a clean room. I want to care about nature and like being on hikes. And I just couldn't do it today. So I said, no, I'm not going. But I had a good excuse because of my fucking Achilles tendon. My Achilles tendon has been creaking like an old ship. I told you about it before. It feels like I'm constantly like, I don't know, in a rocking chair on my heel. And I made my parents feel it last night because I was like, I'm not crazy. There is a creaking sensation, like you're opening a door that needs some WD-40 of like, on my heel. And I Googled creaking Achilles and boy, it's a great band. No, it's a real thing. A lot of people complaining about it might be a premature sign of tendonitis. I generally wouldn't care and I would just still run on it because I tend to injure myself like that, but I cannot risk having a serious injury while Corona is in the hospital. So I'm not exercising. I had an excuse not to go hiking. I also had an excuse because my parents were just like fighting a little bit more than usual this morning. It was really annoying to me. I forgot how exhausting that is. They just get along so well now that they don't really fight that often. Or if they do, it's not fighting, by the way. My parents would kill me if they heard this. They would be so mad. We were having a discussion. That's what they always used to say when I was a kid and they would fight. I'd be like, stop fighting. And they would go, Nikki, we're not fighting. They would get so mad. And I'm like, well, then, Mom, why did you just say, fuck you, EJ, and run out of the room and slam the door? Because generally discussions, I don't know, I have them in class. We generally have discussions about different topics and book reports and stuff like that. It doesn't end with me yelling, fuck you, Mrs. Hetherington, and then slamming the door and then leaving and then coming back hours later and acting like it didn't happen. Like, that's not what a discussion is to me. But, you know, to each their own. So this morning, my parents were kind of like bickering a little bit. I actually recorded it because I want to use it against them someday, not in like a court of law or like to embarrass them, but just to like play it for themselves because I truly don't think my parents understand when they're fighting. Just like I don't. It was super embarrassing yesterday because I was trying to get some equipment working on for my broadcast today. And my dad was trying to help me set up a mic into the mixing board and do all this tech shit that I just absolutely hate doing, and he was trying to help me. My producer Noah was on Zoom, so was Anya, and my dad came in and we got into the biggest fight in front of Noah and Anya on Zoom. Have you guys ever gotten into a fight with your parents in front of your friends, and then your friends, you can see in their eyes where they like are so disappointed in you? Like, I just, it was like, I got it all the time in high school, the way I used to fight with my parents, which is, by the way, the way I learned to fight from my parents. So not my fault, not taking the blame. Sorry, it's on you, Mom and Dad. That's how I learned. Model something different if you want me to not snap at you. But I snapped at my dad. I was just like, I could just see it in Noah and Anya's eyes of like, why are we having to witness this? And I'm like, because I have to set up a goddamn mic and the only one who has the cord is my dad, and he won't just give me the box of or the bag of cords that he has and leave them so I can find it. He has to, it was so frustrating, you guys. I was not in a good place. But I screamed at him. He left. I finally got it working. Then it didn't work, and then it worked again. Who cares? But I later on just like swallowed my pride and went in and talked to my dad and was like, I'm sorry I yelled at you. I am just projecting a lot of stress onto you. When really, I didn't feel like that was the case. I felt like I was owed an apology because I got screamed at for losing a piece. You ever like put together something with your dad and he keeps saying, I gave you that piece. It's the piece that fits the mic cord that leads, and it's a tiny piece where I gave it to you, Nick. I had it. Well, I don't. And I go, oh, you know what? That's right. I probably took it out with me when I went, oh, I don't know, nowhere. I've been nowhere. So the thing you gave me has not left this room. So it's in this room if you gave it to me. Why would I take an adapter for a microphone into another room in this house? It just doesn't make sense. I didn't lose it. My dad is obsessed with anything that's his. He thinks everyone is going to lose and steal. And then turns out this thing that I had ultimately just accepted that I had lost it and that I would have been the one that had lost it somewhere in my dad's office. And I apologized to him and I said I'd buy him 3 new ones. Then he's going through a drawer and guess what he finds? The piece that I never even had in my possession. And he didn't say anything. He just goes, okay, this is it. And I go, I'm sorry. Is that the piece you just told me I lost? He goes, I didn't say you lost it. We knew it was in the room. And I go, no, you over and over insinuated that you had given it to me and that now it's gone. And I gave it to you. I know you gave, I gave it to you. Like, can you apologize? That's all I want from you. And the problem is, no, he can't. He can't. It's somehow impossible for some people to apologize. He did because I said, I deserve an apology for, can you please stop? Because he tried to just go like, oh, let's find the piece that let's put it together. And he tried to act like it was not a big deal. And I was like, no, we're going to go back and you're going to apologize for blaming me for the past 15 minutes for losing this piece that was never mine, that I never lost. And he goes, I'm sorry, but I just, and I'm like, okay, that's as good as I'm going to get. All I'm going to get is a sorry laced with a tone. But I just don't understand people who keep arguing about the same things over and over, which really is every argument. I just didn't want to go on a hike with my parents because they were bickering during lunch and it was really nauseating me. And I was going to record them and use it against them to play for them just so they could hear themselves. But then as soon as I started recording, they started being nice to each other. Well, not nice, but they just started talking to the dog or something, you know, and then it went away. But I'm not in the mood to witness fights that I've been watching my entire life unfold in front of me. It's becoming very tedious. And so living at home has been kind of a struggle. So they went on a hike and I got to stay home. Would have been a perfect time to masturbate because I haven't done that in forever because I'm living at home with my parents. But even when they're gone, I just don't feel like it. I just feel like it's too weird in this house to do that. I feel stuck. I feel annoyed that I don't know the future. But I also feel like it's okay that I feel that way and that this is how I'm supposed to feel. And I can keep napping if I want to, because who gives a shit? I feel it's Sunday. I got something done today. I recorded a radio show. That's enough. Have I walked less than 100 steps? 100%. Will I probably not work out for a couple more days because of my creaky Achilles? Yes. I don't want to snap a tendon and I just am stuck. I wish I would have bought a Peloton when everyone was doing that. But what, I wouldn't have it at my parents' house anyway. There's nothing to really do here. I just feel pale. My spray tan is completely off. I feel just sluggish and soft, you know? I got to go do some fucking lunges or something. I'm not going to. I want to make it very clear that I'm not about to go do lunges. I'm probably going to eat probably 3 bowls of oatmeal in a row, if that's really what you want to know. But I do have to go and do that. Thank you so much for listening to this dose of whatever this was today. Just a bitch cast. That's what I should call these, bitch cast. But it's just tough. I hope that I never have to like be broadcasting from my parents' house for a long period of time in the future. I'm grateful though that I get to spend this time with them now because they are really funny and really fun. My mom cracked me up yesterday because a radio station was playing Christmas music here in town and she sent an angry email to them. And I told you guys to go watch the video on my Instagram story. I took it down because I'm actually making a real post of it. So look for that later on. I'm going to go edit that. Which is just a nightmare, learning how to edit video, even on my very simply on my computer or on an app. It's just, I don't understand it. If anyone is using the Splice app, it has done that before. I just downloaded it. Will you give me a DM? Because I really need help with how to use Splice. It would really help me a lot. Also, iMovie. If you know how to use that, that would also help me a lot. I know I could watch tutorials, but those people talk a lot, and I just need a couple quick answers about very specific things. So that's what I need help with. What do you need help with? Well, I hope you get help for what that thing is. I keep wanting my house to be haunted because I feel so alone. It would be nice if I, like, there was a hot ghost that, like, I would actually end up feeling rejected by a hot ghost. I'd be like, why isn't he touch me? And he's like, I can't. I'm air. That's my love language. My love language isn't like hot running water and lights flickering. Okay. My love language is touch. Yeah, but I do. My parents watch this show called Celebrity Ghost Stories all the time, and it was on from 2009 to 2014, but yet they're always watching it for some reason. I don't know where they found it, but they keep joking that now that I'm a celebrity, I will start seeing ghosts, because that's the only people that see ghosts are celebrities. The show's pretty funny. It's just celebrities literally telling ghost stories with reenactments. And now my family's like, my dad keeps joking, like, okay, well, any day now, we'll know, and they keep making it like, well, maybe you're not a celebrity, no ghosts are coming through. So haunt me. If you are dying and you might not be on this earth by the time we're, by June, I think I'll still be here in June, come on by and haunt me. That would be great. I'm not going to give you my address, but I feel like ghosts don't need addresses. Thanks for listening to the show this week. Love you guys. Squirt, squirt, jackpot.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.